I want to share just a few words about this text today. It is day 9, John chapter 9, reading along as a congregation through the Gospel of John. And we are reading about one amazing story after another. And here we have an amazing story about a man who was born blind. And there's a lot of theological questions in this chapter. I'm not going to get into those because the witness in the story overpowers the theology. The witness in the story overpowers the theology. Theology is a wonderful thing. It guides us. It gives us our foundations and bearings in our life, and we need it. But we never need to allow theology to substitute for our witness, right? Our witness for Christ is always the main thing. We have no reason to have a theology if we do not have a witness for Christ. So we have the theology to give us a foundation to help us with life's mysteries and questions. And I can be very intrigued by theology. After all, I've spent a lot of my life in school and two different theological seminaries. But I know that that is not our main focus. That is just a foundation. It is our heart that is changed that makes all the difference. So my question to us today is, in this year 2020, do we have 2020 vision? And there's two different types of vision. There's physical sight that can be 2020, but the Lord wants us to have 2020 spiritual vision, as I would call it, kingdom vision. To see things that others do not see, because Jesus puts it on our heart. He places it on our minds. We see things that are kingdom oriented. We not only see the color of the carpet, the height of the roof, the blue in the sky, but we see others around us. We see how God is working in others around us. We see how God is working in our life and how it can impact others around us. We see possibilities that we may not ordinarily see. We're able to see through trouble with this kingdom vision. We're able to see through with faith, even though we do not see faith, right? But we have faith in God that He holds the future. And He is in front of us, leading us. And so this kingdom vision is what we need. It's more important than physical sight. And it comes from Jesus Christ. Now this man that was healed, he immediately got thrown into a theological debate. Missing the point, right? And we read that in the Gospels. Jesus does an amazing miracle. And what do people do? They talk theology. They try to talk away from the miracle. They try to explain it. And we cannot explain everything God does. And just because we cannot explain everything God does, doesn't mean that God's inconsistent. We only see in part, right? That's what the Scriptures teach us. We'll see more fully in heaven, but we only see in part in this kingdom. And so this kingdom vision is powerful, and we need not miss it. And as we move to the end of the story, and Brian read it for us, the parents of this man really didn't want to get involved with these Pharisees. They wanted to keep a safe distance. They didn't have an answer that they knew the Pharisees would like. But the Pharisees came to the son and they wanted to inquire about Jesus. Is this man a sinner? Is this man a sinner? And his answer unlocks the keys for us. Whether he's a sinner or not, I do not know. But what I do know is I was blind, but now I see. That's what we know. That's what we can know. We may not know every reason why things happen around us the way they happen, but what we do know is with the help of Jesus Christ, the giver of spiritual vision, we were blind, but now we see. This story can open our blind eyes as we read it today. I would ask us, as we read this story, as we reflect on this story, what is it we're not seeing? What is it that God wants us to see in this kingdom vision? How can we see kingdom possibilities in this day, January the 14th, 2020? And I apologize, the other day I gave you the wrong date. I hope nobody was late on a payment or anything. I got this one right though, January 14th, 2020. The light comes for some of us all at once, and it comes for others of us over time. Dr. George Morris, in his evangelism class at Emory University, he shared a beautiful analogy how our conversion is like a man walking into a room, and it's a dark room, and he's stumbling in the dark because he cannot see. And he's stumbling over the furniture, he falls many times, and then as he begins to perceive the room and his surroundings, he realizes there's a window and there's some blinds. And so he's still stumbling around trying to find the light. He's tripping and falling, and finally he, in desperation, he lunges for the window and he grabs the cord and he yanks the cord and the blinds go up. And he sees the light all at once. For some of us, we come to know Jesus that way. We've been living in the darkness, but the blinds open and we see the light all at once. It's wonderful. It's a great transformation to go from darkness to the light. For others of us, it comes over time. There's a gradual conversion. We go into that same dark room and we begin feeling around the room and saying there's a sofa, there's a footstool, there's different furniture in the room, and feeling our way around and think there must be a window here. And we go to that window and we find that little cylinder that comes down, and we start thinking, if I flick it, it will begin to shed some light in the room. And so we do. And a little light comes in, a little more light comes in. Every time we turn it, a little more light comes in. And over a moment or two, the room becomes illuminated like the man that yanked the cord. But I share that illustration of Dr. Morris to say that some of us come to know Christ over time. Some of us come to know Christ all at once, but for either case, we have a definite beginning when we profess Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, and as we walk in His light. And so, a question to you today that I'd like for you to take with you as you keep looking for that word, or as you keep centering around this word, is: look at your sight. It is a blessing to have physical sight in this world, but do we have spiritual sight? Do we have kingdom vision? Helen Keller, perhaps the most famous person in the world that was blind, she was asked one time, what is the greatest handicap a person can have? And Helen Keller said, to have sight but no vision. To have sight but no vision. I believe Jesus teaches us that in the 8th chapter, that the kingdom of God opens up a whole nother realm of vision, spiritual vision, seeing kingdom vision, 2020, in 2020. I pray all of us will not only have physical sight, and it'll be blessed, but we will have spiritual sight to see how God is at work in the world, see our role and our part, and how we join with others in working for his kingdom. Would you pray with me? Lord, thank you for this reading today of being blind and seeing this miracle. We thank you for this word of witness, where the man didn't have theology. He didn't have a full understanding of all that had happened, but he knew. He knew he was blind, and now he could see. In the same way, help us to see the darkness in our lives, and help us to turn to the light of the world, Jesus Christ, that we might see, that we might have this kingdom vision. And it's in his name we pray. Amen.